Are you ready to take your child on a journey to discover their Indian roots?
Yay!
Introducing Chimes, the ultimate audio platform for young minds aged 3 to 15. At Chimes, we believe in the power of storytelling to connect children to their cultural heritage. From captivating folk tales to colorful festivals to mesmerizing history, Chimes brings the rich stories of Indian traditions to life. So connect your child to their Indian roots with us. Download the app today and start the journey. Search Chimes Kids Audio Stories and Podcasts app on Apple or Google Play Store. Chimes, audio that inspires.
Hi there. Welcome back. How's it going? Have you started helping your parents with autumn cleaning and clearing at home? You know, just before Diwali, people clean up their homes and do away with all unused and unwanted things. I love doing it. It not just cleans up the house, but it also clears up my mind. You must try it. If you haven't already. All right. I'll come to the point. While I was cleaning up my stuff today, I found an old album which had a lot of pictures from my trip to a countryside, rather a village, with my school friends. I was very young at that time. And what intrigued me in that trip was those huge mounds of clay that had holes on them. Some of them looked like chimneys. I wondered what they were and who built them. What could be inside them? Some of my friends said, "Don't go near them. There'll be snakes in them." A villager who was around said, "Ah, don't worry. Snakes don't live in these always. They just come into these during summer, since these mounds are super cool, like ACs." The villager also said that these mounds help them know where they can dig wells because these mounds are always moist with underground water. Isn't it amazing? We even saw these mounds being worshipped by people near a temple. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yes, the termite mounds. Sometimes they're also called anthills. After a few days, I heard a story about a person who was inside such a termite mound. Can you believe it? A human coming out of a termite mound? Yes, there is one. And today is the story about him. Let's go. Long, long ago, there was a sage called Prachetas. He had many children, and one of his children went with him to the forest once and got lost. This child was found by a hunter couple. They adopted the child as their own and named him Ratnakara. This child, being brought up by the hunter, learnt all his father's skills. When times were tough for them, he even got into robbing people who were travelling through the forest. Threatening and stealing all the wealth of the passers-by became his profession. One day, Sage Narada, you know, the one who keeps saying Narayana, Narayana, came to that forest. As he was walking in the forest, Ratnakara caught hold of him and threatened him. Sage Narada looked at him and asked him the reason for robbing and hurting people. "It was a wrong thing to do," he said. Ratnakara said that he was doing it to take care of his people and keep them happy. Sage Narada told him that the people for whom he was doing these wrong deeds and getting wealth would not approve of it, and they would not agree to be a part of the consequence, as in a punishment or sentence if he ever got caught. Ratnakara said that his family would stand by him no matter what. When Sage Narada insisted that he should check with his family if they would share the consequences of all his misdeeds. Ratnakara rushed to his family and asked them the question. The family said it was his duty to feed them and keep them happy. They did not ask him to follow the wrong path. They clearly denied taking a share in the consequences of his misdeeds. That moment, Ratnakara realized his mistake and went back to sage Narada, repenting all that he had done. He asked for forgiveness and to show him the right way forward. Sage Narada asked him to sit under a tree and keep chanting its name as Mara, 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 meaning tree in Sanskrit. As he kept chanting, it sounded Rama, 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 Rama. He continued his chanting and sat there for thousands of years. And he sat so still, like a tree, that a termite mound grew over him. Yes, he was the person who came out of the mound. After many years, sage Narada came and got him out of the termite mound, which is called Valmika in Sanskrit. Since he came out of the Valmika, he is called Valmiki. Does the name ring a bell? Right! He is the poet who wrote the great epic Ramayana. He is also called Adikavi, the first poet of Sanskrit literature. He is the same sage who took care of Sita when she was alone in the forest. Sita's children Lava and Kusha were also born in his ashram. The sage taught them the entire Ramayana story, which the children sang beautifully on the lanes of Ayodhya. So the next time you see a termite mound or an anthill, do observe it closely. You never know who will be inside it. Have fun. See you soon. Bye.